Hello, and welcome to this edition of Abiding Joy. I'm Pastor Patricia Reap, and I serve St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Coatesburg, Illinois. Our reading from today comes from Malachi, the third chapter. God has announced a covenant with Israel that he will send a messenger, like Malachi, who will prepare the way for the coming of the Lord. It says, "But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver, and he will purify the descendants of Levi, and refine them like silver and gold, until they present offerings to the Lord in righteousness." God has announced a forerunner, someone who will come in advance of the Messiah, someone who will help prepare the people for Christ's coming. We know that that forerunner was John the Baptist, and he came and he preached a message of repentance to the people up and down the Jordan River, baptizing them for their sins. It was a sin of repentance, a baptism which said that they would turn from their evil ways, they would turn from their sins, and come back to follow God. They were being refined. They were being cleansed. We sometimes need to be cleansed and refined, but that's not always an easy thing. We don't like it when things are difficult for us. We want them to be easy. But sometimes God has to burn away that bad part, those pieces of us that keep us away from Him, those pieces of us that distract us from doing what God has called us to do or living the life that God has called us to live. He has to purify us or cleanse us. We understand that. We understand that intellectually because we take showers to cleanse our bodies. We take baths to cleanse our bodies. We wash our faces and we wash our hands. We wash all of our body parts because we want to be clean. But sometimes when it comes to the things that are within us and in our hearts, we hang on to them a little too tightly. Sometimes we have bad habits that we just don't want to give up. I know because I know people who smoke and they just don't want to give it up. They say, "Oh, when things are easier, I'll give it up." Things are never easier. Life is full of challenges each and every day. But God is there to help us. He's there through His Word. He's there through the power of prayer. He's there for us in those times when we come to Him and we tell Him our worries and our fears. We tell Him what we're struggling with. He's there through the power of the Holy Spirit, that Spirit that fills us each and every day. He's there through community who will help us with whatever is our problems. And, you know, they'll walk with us and help us through it. I can remember when I told my congregation I was diabetic that there were those in the congregation who told me about their diabetes and who have walked beside me as I walked beside them in this journey. God wants to purify us. He wants us to be pure and blameless. He wants us to walk as His children. And thankfully, He provides what we need. He provides it so that our lives can be full of joy and of peace, even in the midst of His cleansing. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your forerunner, for those who have come and helped to purify our lives, for those who have helped us by refining us as silver and gold, to make us more sturdy, more pure, more acceptable to You, O Lord. Help us each day to become clean. Help us to walk in Your light and in Your love. Help us to be filled with Your Spirit so that we can share it with others. For it's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. Again, this has been Abiding Joy, and I'm Pastor Patricia Reap.